Would you turn with me to the book of Joel in the Old Testament, the second chapter? Just a few scriptures for our meditation. Second chapter of Joel, the 21st verse, just a few verses briefly. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down to you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And I want to stop the reading right there. My theme or subject this morning is he's pouring out the latter rain. Today, we, looking at the situation we live in, the Bible, the Word of God says their perilous time shall come. And I believe these, it's adequately described as perilous times. Maybe if just optimistically we could say exciting times. How do I mean that? Well, if we look around at what God is doing, he is confirming prophecies being fulfilled right in front of our eyes. His word is coming to pass. And we have bright hope. We see things beginning to move in a way that is giving glory to God. But we look at the negative side of what is going on, it is discouraging. The things that are happening in the economy and the social situation and the attack on the families with this transgender and this LGBTQ and all the things that have taken place. I don't want to get into politics, but just you know, pay attention. I know you are and you see it. The things that are happening, the disasters that are happening, the earthquakes that are taking place, and these train derailments and things, these things that are blowing up, these food plants that are blowing up. What is going on? People are asking, what is going on? Is this coincidence? Is this what is happening to us? The corruption that's being revealed in the government, the corruption in this world that is being revealed, that's all around us. Perilous times shall come. And we say, Lord, how do we behave? What is our posture? What is it that we need to do? Is we need to look to him. More than ever, we need to look to him. I was reading some information that I shared with the brothers, some church trends for 2023, just out of curiosity. And one of the things they cited, which really surprised me, but when you start to look at what's going on, you see it. Is this Generation Z, the young people coming up, are more open to seeking God, more open to seeking the truth of the gospel, more open to the witness, more open to finding Jesus, finding something that satisfies, finding something that is truth, something that is real, praise God. They've been exposed to such negative things that they're actually walking away from those things and looking for God, looking for things. And I say, oh, Lord, what an opportunity. What a time in which we live. And we saw this revival that is starting in Wilmore, Kentucky, and how amazing. And it's flourishing in other campuses and other places. And we see the Lord beginning to work and move. And I say, the word is coming true, praise God. The word is manifesting itself. Even some of the secular newscasters are beginning to cover these things. Can you imagine that? They're not doing it very favorably, but they're covering it. And the word is being spread. And we say, Lord, help us. Help us to be conduits, praise God, of your word, of your gospel message, that the Holy Spirit may use us. Come, Holy Spirit, move in your people, we just sang a few moments ago. Oh, Lord, pour out your Spirit upon us. Praise God. Lord, we thank you this morning. Praise the Lord. And we see in this scripture, Old Testament, a prophecy concerning the latter times. And it's curious. Israel had two cases. There was a very dry country. There wasn't much rain there. There was rain that came in the fall, what we would call the fall, and the rain that came in the spring. The early rain that came right after the planting, that God gave this early rain that would let the crops begin to, you know, germinate. And then there was a latter rain that came right before harvest, a latter rain that came to make the crops full, that it might have, it might bring a good harvest. Praise God. And this is, to me, you know, I've read some description as I pondered this verse and researched it and read it, that as some say, oh, this has nothing to do with prophecy and nothing to do with this or that, or it's just talking about the harvest and the plantings, and it had nothing to do. And I disagree, my brother and sister. I believe the Holy Spirit is prophesying. The Holy Spirit is saying, I started with the early rain on the day of Pentecost. The rain came down, praise God, and planted the seed and began to grow, praise God. But I believe there's going to be a latter rain that's coming, my brother and sister, a latter rain to fulfill the harvest, praise God, that God will move in these times. And some say, well, you know, that's not scriptural. That's not what the Word says. The Word says there's going to be a great falling away in the last days. It's true. It says that. But that's not all it says. There will be a falling away. Yes, we see it. But there will also be, praise God, a latter rain that comes, praise God. And it will bring folks into the fold, into the kingdom, praise the Lord. And we're trusting for that this morning, oh God. Oh Lord, as we see your work progressing, as we see your work moving, oh God, help us to get under the rain, my brother and sister. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. There are many prophecies that are being fulfilled right now that we see. I don't know if you saw the latest. I mentioned this once before, and I don't want to get into all the prophecies, but I'll mention this one in Revelations, I believe the sixth chapter, and in the 16th chapter and the 9th chapter, it talks about the river Euphrates is going to dry up in the last days. And guess what is happening? They're beginning to report that the river is drying up. Can you imagine that? Can you just imagine that? What God says is what's happening. It's not to focus on all the prophecies and what they mean, how's God going to do it. The prophecies are meant to draw us to Christ, to be ready, to be watchful, to keep our eyes fixed on the eastern sky. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord. Help us this morning as we contemplate your word. Much talk about the Antichrist today. Looking for the Antichrist. That's the next. You see how clever the enemy is. We get caught up in looking at things that distract. I remember not many years ago, the rumor was Henry Kissinger was the Antichrist. And you laugh, but it was true. And John Kennedy, the first Catholic president, was the Antichrist. And then Hitler. And then Mussolini. And then probably many others. We're not looking for the Antichrist. We're looking for the Christ. Amen? We're looking for the one, praise God. The one who can save our soul. The one who can bring us all the way to glory. Oh, halahanda mohushayahanda. Lord, help us this morning. The Holy Ghost is draws us to the contemplation of prophecies, not to fill our heads with knowledge, but of how all these things are going to be worked out, but to remember to get us ready to say, Lord, we see the signs of the time. Paul writes to Thessalonians, brothers and sisters, you have no need that I write unto you of the times and the seasons in which you live. We won't know the exact day or the hour. That's not the important part. It's that we know, see the signs, and we know he's coming. And we say, Lord, help us to be ready for you. Praise God. You know, the last three parables Jesus spoke had to deal with this. The parable of the 10 virgins. He said, watch therefore, for ye know not the hour nor the day of his coming. And that's true. Have your lamps all trimmed and bright, walking in the Spirit, filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, help us this morning. Praise God. The second parable about the talents, to be faithful in what the Lord has given us. What has the Lord given you, my brother and sister? What has he given you? Are you faithful in what he has given you? Are you exercising in what God has done? That's the message to me this morning. Lord, help us. Help us to be there where you want us to be. Oh God, what talents, what gifts you've given us, Lord. What abilities, this great salvation, Lord. Help us to noise it abroad. Help us, Lord, to live the life and be the testimony you want us to be. Praise God. Talk about being prepared in the parable of the virgins. And one of the scriptures reminds us in Romans, and he says, at that, knowing the time, that now is a high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, nor chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. O Lord, help us. Help us. Let the church not be asleep. Let the church not be closed eye, but O Lord, help us to be awake. O Lord, and abound. Praise God. Paul writes, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. What does Isaiah say? He says, awake, awake. This is a message to the church prophetically. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall be no more come unto the uncircumcised and the unclean. We are, in the spiritual sense, that holy city, praise God, that God has raised up. Lord, help us to put on strength this morning. Help us, Lord, to be ready for your coming. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. In that third parable, he talks about the judgment of the nations. And how have you taken care of the little ones and the weary ones and the stricken ones? And the ones who had no food and clothes, the ones who were sick and the ones that were in prison. How have you dealt with them? Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us to have more love, more compassion. To reach out to the lost, oh God, in whatever small way we can. Help us, Lord, to be that good steward that you call us to be. You know, I was amazed. I was talking to a young man, a former member, yesterday at my grandson Chase's hockey game. And he had just gotten back from Kenya. He supports an orphanage over there. And he goes there once a year and see how they're doing. And he was just telling us he got sick over there and was just recovering. And that's not the point of the story, but he said he observed, he witnessed 17 or 20 teenagers got baptized in water. They had to do it in a kiddie pool behind a banquet center, a hotel. These kids, they're hungry. And then he witnessed four of these teenagers got baptized with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Oh, it thrilled my soul yesterday when I heard that. Lord, you're working. Lord, you're working. You're working, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us to get under the rain, my brother and sister. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, you know, there's a great principle in the Word of God that talks about meeting our desires. In Psalm 145 and 16, it says, he satisfies the desires of every living thing. He satisfies the desire of every living thing. If you have no desire for salvation, you will not receive it. If you have no desire for the Holy Ghost, you won't receive it. It will not come. What is your desire, my brother and sister, this morning? Something you desire. You desire. Praise God. What does the word say? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It says, thou fillest in Luke, thou fillest the hungry with good things, and the rich thou hast sent away empty. In Isaiah, he writes, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Psalm, a reference to the early rain, it says, thou visitest the earth and waterest it thoroughly, enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn. When thou hast so provided for it, thou visited the earth. In this scripture, a side note, it says, and waterest it. The translation, after thou hadst made it to desire rain. Like the earth desired the rain, he visited and watered it. In Peter's message, his answer, when they hit, him and John went to the temple and the lame man was healed, and the multitude, the people questioned him, what is this? What does this mean? And listen to what he says in Acts 3. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired, what's the word? And desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. You desired a murderer. You will get what you desire. That's what the word says. What do you desire this morning? What is your desire? Lord, I want more of you. I'm baptized, Lord, but I want more of the Spirit. I want more of the Spirit. I want, like the sister said, I'm actively surrendering. It is an ongoing process, actively surrendering to the Holy Spirit, that He can move, He can have His way in me. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, praise God, to have that desire. Mothers and fathers, you know what we ought to pray for? Well, not, Lord, baptize my children. Lord, give them the desire to seek the baptism. Give them the desire for salvation. Give them the desire to draw closer to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When that desire is there, the Lord will answer. The Lord will come with His power. Praise the Lord. He hears those prayers. When we desire something, praise God. Have you really gone after something? You really desired it? How did you behave when you had that desire? You thought about it all the time. You planned for it. You made provisions of how you could accomplish it. You got yourself in the right place. You set aside funds, maybe. Whatever it was, you made every effort. It was on your mind. You had that within you, that night and day, day and night, Lord, I desire this. Whether it was a material or a spiritual thing, I'm talking in general. But Lord, give us that same desire for your goodness, that same desire for your presence, that same desire for your blessing in our life, for the work in us, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. God doesn't look at how perfect you are, how imperfect, or whatever your situation. We put it under the blood of Jesus and say, Lord, in the day that you seek me with a whole heart, the word says, you'll surely find. In the day you seek me with a whole heart, in the day you abandon everything else and say, oh, Lord, come and bless me, come and reach. Come and deliver me. Praise God. God hears that prayer. Oh, praise the Lord. I love that this morning. Praise God. And one last thing before I close, talking about a scripture or something I read about the imminence of God. Not imminent, but imminence. His abiding presence, the Holy Spirit presence. I believe that's what's lacking in many churches. I'm going to just talk about us. I don't want to be critical, judge any other church. We got all we can do right here to live the life and do the right thing. Lord, let the presence of the Holy Spirit dwell here and abide here, praise God. How does it abide? When it abides in each and every one of us, when it takes a presence in our hearts, and when we allow the Spirit to have control, He moves, praise God. Oh, we believe the word's inspired, and we believe that some of the preaching's inspired, and that's all good and so on. But no, there's more. There's an indwelling, a presence, a palpable presence of the Holy Spirit. When we come into the sanctuary, you can sense it, you can feel it, because it's real. Pray that's not mumbo jumbo. It's not emotionalism, but it's the presence of Almighty God. You're in God's presence. The Holy Spirit dwells here, praise God. We've entered into the Holy of Holies, praise God. And that's where He is, my brother and sister. And that's what God wants. Oh Lord, help us. Help us this morning as we draw closer to You. Lord, be in Your church. Jesus at the center of it all. One of the verses says, Jesus, be the center of your church. How does He do? He is the center of the church. He has His Holy Spirit here, the Spirit of Christ, who is in His church. Praise God. My brother and sister, I can't encourage you and exhort you enough to seek for the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is so necessary today. What we're seeing going on in these revival things that are being, posted, and is people seeking God, and they're finding Him. Praise God. They're finding the presence of the Holy Ghost. I was watching something Lisa showed us at the choir practice yesterday. This young man out on the lawn in this Wilmore, in this Asbury seminary, wherever it was, and he was preaching to them. He says, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was thrilled to listen. There he is. There's some young man the Lord is using to preach to these young people. And he said, how many want to receive the Holy Ghost? Raise your hands. They all raise their hands. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. What a hunger. What a thirst. Oh, Lord. The Spirit is being poured out. The latter rain is happening. Lord, help us to get under the rain this morning. Help us to seek Your faith. You're not baptized yet. Oh, the Lord's promised. It's yours. It's yours, my brother and sister. Why would you hold back? Oh, Lord. Take away the fear. Take away, Lord, the things that distract us. Lord, send the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to see our young people baptized. I want to see our middle age. I want to see our older ones that are seeking. Lord, would You fulfill Your promise in them? Praise God. Would You do what You promised to do? Praise God, in the latter days. I'm going to pour out the latter rain. Oh, yes, Lord, pour it out. Pour it out that we may see. I'm going to close right here. Brothers or sisters, would you come forward? Let me read that scripture one more time. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For He hath given you the former rain moderately in due season, in other words, and He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, we need the latter rain. We need the Holy Spirit to be poured out. God's readying His church. God's calling us. The signs are there. It's time. It's time. Whether we got a month, a week, a day, 10 years, I don't know. It's not important. It's Lord, I want what You have for me. I want to be ready. I want to receive Your blessing. I want to walk in that preciousness of the Holy Ghost. It's not just having it as a label. Look, I'm baptized. Great. Good for me. You know, I can sit down and do nothing. No, the Holy Ghost is an enabler. He's the one that gives you the strength and the power. He's the one that walks, helps you walk in peace and victory. He's the one that delivers. He's the one that gives you the power over the flesh and the Satan and your sins. Praise God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Glory to his name. Praise God. I'll send you another comforter. One who will abide with you forever. Oh, glory to God. Isn't that good this morning? Oh, Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. Strengthen us. Encourage us. Take away the doubts and the fears. Well, I don't know. I don't add up. I'm not qualified. Who's qualified? Who can say, well, you know, I deserve the Holy Ghost. I was one that if anybody should have got it, I should have. Nobody can say that. Nobody would say that. We're all sinners saved by grace. It's the grace and mercy of God. His mercies are new every day, the brother just quoted. Glory to his name. Oh, praise God. Lord, you're so good. You're so good. You don't look at our past. You don't look at our faults and failures. You died for our sins. You knew what you were buying. You knew what you were getting. You were getting something worthless. But, oh, Lord, you made our lives beautiful. Praise God by your presence, by your mercy, by your grace. Help us this morning. Strengthen us and draw us closer. Let's pray. Lord, give my children a desire to serve you. A desire for the Holy Ghost, a desire to walk in the light. Give my husband or my wife that same desire. Give my family, Lord, reach to my lost family. Give them, put a desire within them to seek your face. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. A thirst that will not be quenched until this water of life flows freely. May his name be praised this morning. Amen. Do we have a song?